During my lifetime, I went to the movies many times with my husband Trujillo, but never to a play. But here I am again, on a stage, thanks to my granddaughter. Right before I died of heart failure in 1971, I stayed in her bedroom for a while so her mother, my daughter, Nora, could take care of me. La Carolina was 13. Didn't ask permission to tell my stories now. This teenager's omission before I left, though, how would she know to look and sing what many years from then would bring? So here we are now. Here we are now. 2000 and what? Where did I go? To a better place. I had been a respectable person, depending on who you ask, and while I was in Taos, I kept track of things and wrote down a few details in a book that my Trujillo brought to me from work one day. And look, I wrote messages to my old man, some angry telling off. Did he resist in answering? Are you kidding? He showed off. This woman and this TV are the perdition of this poor man. Amen. Viejo lindo, my darling old man. You really do enjoy watching that TV, don't you? No other New Mexican loves and studies that television as much as you do. And knowing then what I know now, I could have been more nice. But looking back, our arguments were silly more than vice. And impeccably our handwriting would ease away the sting of complicated differences in heartache yet unseen. When you don't have a typewriter, you get a lot of practice writing by hand. And you get calluses on your fingers and cramps in your hands. But writing by hand is therapeutic.